In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Listen up! Yes, I'm talking to you!
If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do!
This is something you all need to understand. If you want to be the best in whatever you do, you got to start acting different than everybody else.
You don't have to compare yourself to anyone because you have the ability to create the life you want.
You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You started to believe you don't belong here. You're not that good. You don't fit the criteria on what the rest of the world is looking for.
I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to be the fucking best at everything I did.
Do you realize how difficult it is to be different?
Winning requires discipline. Commit to making things happen.
You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got dots to connect.
I want to be remembered forever. And in order for that to happen, I realized I needed to fucking act like it.
So don't just talk about what you want to happen. Be an action taker and recognize that you don't have to be jealous of anyone.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere.
You can't be doing the same shit that everybody else is doing if you want to be the best.
You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
The best of everything comes with a fucking price.
Success stories have a humble beginning. You can't push yourself forward if all you're thinking about is the doubts and the negative things that people are saying, because you're relying more on their ideas and their dreams of you instead of you relying on your own dreams and ideas of yourself. Why would you want to surround yourself with people that don't have ideas that are great? Why would you want to surround yourself because of a number? You know, a lot of people tend to wonder, oh, how many friends they have and how many people in their corner. Well, I have a million followers. I have tens and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that support me. How many of those people do you actually know? Do you realize the power that you have right now? Even the people that don't like you, they are drawn to you. They see you, but they don't see your greatness. They don't see what you truly have inside. They are afraid of it. They don't lift it up. They don't encourage it because they're not happy. So they want you to come on their side. They want you to believe in their ideas of what you think of yourself. They doubt you and you believe what they doubt. Instead of you waking up from your slumber, instead of you waking up from this nightmare of despair and letting your opportunities come to life. It's going to be a tough time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some tough times and tough days ahead for you. But that doesn't mean your ideas are going to die. That doesn't mean that you stop. That doesn't mean you stop believing in yourself. You just got to keep on working. When you got people looking at you from the left side and the right side, from the front to the back, and you in the middle, just remember, everybody's watching. Just give them something to see. Let them see it. Are you watching me? Watch this. Or you want to stop me? You can't stop this. That's the mentality that you must have in yourself. Don't you dare give up now. I know what that pain feels like. I know how to absorb that pain. And I know how to keep marching. And I know how to keep moving. And I know how to get productive in my life. Can't stop what you didn't create. You can hate it, but you can't dominate. Because it belongs to me. Your ideas belongs to you.
So many people dream big dreams, but they never take any action. So listen to me carefully. If you don't believe in yourself, you've already lost the battle. Not believing in yourself is a losing battle, because either you won't try at all, or you will convince yourself that you can't do it. And when you convince yourself that you can't do it, your results are going to confirm what you believe. You fall short of your goals when you predict that you're not going to hit them. And sometimes you're too focused on probability. You're asking yourself, well, what's the likelihood of this happening? Versus focusing on the possibility. Asking yourself, how would my life change if I accomplish this? Ask yourself that question and don't wait on approval from anyone outside of you. And don't feel bad because you feel like no one is cheering for you. No, you've got to decide that you are your biggest fan. You've got to decide that you're gonna finish what you started if you don't have one person supporting you. If nobody acknowledges you, acknowledge yourself. If nobody supports you, support yourself. This is the thing. If you keep showing up, if you keep going hard, if you stay consistent through your valley moments, your results will turn those who ignored you into fans.
It's not that you don't want everything that comes with the path that leads to your true potential. But you are too hung up on blaming the past and the present. You are too hung up on blaming your mom for how she treated you when you were younger. You are too hung up on blaming your teachers for how they spoke to you. You're too hung up on the shitty thing that happened to you years ago. I'm not trying to discredit your pain, but you gotta let that go. And because of that, you aren't able to appreciate the strength and power you have today. You aren't able to step into that power because you are choosing to justify excuses every single time you open your f***ing eyes. It's time to take responsibility. Understand that you are in control of how you feel every day, what you do every day, how you act every day. So don't get it twisted. The excuse that these outside sources control how you feel, what you do and how you act, is just a justification that has been drilled into your head since you were younger. Break out of it. Understand that we have the power to change our lives. Stop putting the power in other people's hands by blaming them for your current situation. Take that shit back. Choose to shift the trajectory of your life so you can live up to your true potential. And don't for one second think it's going to be easy.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep the effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. You got to be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.